Okay.
Okay.
Recording.
Barbie, you see the little red light? Where's Barbie?
I'm right here with the flag.
Okay. All right. Will everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Barbie Pink, roll call, please.
Yep. Nicole?
Here.
Dorothy?
Here.
Joanne?
Here.
Ann?
Here.
Barbara, here. Dan?
Here.
Norm?
Here.
Jerry?
Here.
Donna and Carol are not with excuses, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? If not, may I have a motion? Hi, Andrew.
I make a motion.
Hi, Dorothy.
All right, who's making the motion for an agenda?
Ann.
All right, okay, second?
Jerry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, all right. Public portion is open because we are welcoming Natalia, the recipient of our scholarship. Want to congratulate you on receiving that, Natalia. Also on becoming a valedictorian of your class and going to Yale. You have accomplished a lot and we're very proud of you. I don't know if you caught the names of everybody that's going on here. You know Nicole. I'm Dorothy, the president. Then you have Norm, former teacher at the high school. Barbie was a former teacher at Bradley?
Irving.
Joanne owns her own business. Jerry is a receptionist?
I think. Alter Tech.
Okay. Ann is retired?
Yep.
Dan is a member of the Board of Ed, and we have Andrew, who's the mayor's chief person with us. So we all congratulate you on receiving the scholarship and what you have accomplished. Would you like to say a few words?
Thank you so much. I'm so honored. I love the Derby Public Library. I've been going there since I was a kid. So this definitely means a lot. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's very nice.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Nicole said she sent the check.
Yeah, I did receive it.
Okay. And sometime in the future, when we can, there's going to be a plaque in the library with your name on it. So we'll let you know when that is done. And hopefully you can come back and see it and visit us.
I hope so too.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored.
Natalia, I have a question for you. This is Barbara. Have you decided at Yale what you're going to do? Have you heard? Are you starting in September?
The official announcement won't be going out until July. So as of right now, no official word.
Oh, okay. A strange year for you, my dear. A strange year.
I know.
Anybody else have anything they want to say to Natalia?
Just hope a lot of good luck in your future.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck in your future, and we'll hope to see you soon. You're welcome to stay and listen to the rest of the meeting, or you can sign off and go do something which might be more fun.
I'm sure.
Madam Chairman, if I may?
Sure.
In the mayor's office, and as a former Derby High School graduate, Mr. Mittendorf was one of my teachers. I think he could probably attest to the fact that I probably was a lot worse of a public speaker and certainly a worse student than Natalia. But Natalia, I just want to say how impressed we are with you from the city side of things. You know, I saw your interview on the Valley Indy, which was the only interview to get more likes and views than the mayor and mine. So I'm a little jealous. You're very, very well spoken, very articulate, and I think a testament to what kind of education Derby can provide when you have somebody here from the very beginning all the way through. I think that's such a rarity these days. And you know, with all the kind of the ins and outs and how many students you've had come in and out through your career. So a testament to you for sticking to it and for making your way to Yale. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. The Derby Public School System is definitely a really special one, for sure.
I'm a product of there too. I'd like to say my math skills are all because of Mr. Mittendorf, so.
Yeah.
And I also just want to say, as part of the public portion, I also want to commend Nicole Signoli, because I know on a parallel path, we've both kind of been attempting to shepherd this process through COVID, which has not been easy, and there's been a lot of challenges, and there's a lot of stress, a lot of personal stress, and a lot of mental stress on all of us. And I know Nicole's been doing a really good job with that with her staff, and I just wanted to make sure I came on here to let the board know that Nicole's working very hard, and she's doing a great job at that, and we're in pretty regular contact about that. But the challenges are real, and they're difficult, and she's doing a good job there, kind of steering the ship.
Thank you, Andrew. That's very nice.
Andrew, the board members agree with you that she's been keeping us in touch with everything that's been going on. And yes, it's been very stressful for all of us, but mainly for her. She's had a lot to change and a lot to put up with, and we appreciate everything that she's done.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I have a great team that really does the work. I have to say, the staff, you know, for new jobs or whatever, they've really stepped up, and they've really embraced it as well. But okay. Natalia, if you wish to stay, by all means stay. If you want to say goodbye, just
say goodbye. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored.
You're welcome. Take care.
Good luck.
Bye. Thank you again.
Bye.
Andrew, are you staying?
I'm going to stay just because Mr. Mitt and I have the same shirt on. I feel like it's serendipitous.
Yeah. Same hairstyle.
Okay. All right.
Oh my goodness.
Moving on, approval of the May 20th minutes, please. A motion to accept if they're okay.
I will.
Joanne's made the motion to accept the minutes. A second?
Second.
All right, Dan, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so moved. On to old business. Old business listed here as a scholarship winner, but I put her in the public portion because I figured she didn't want to hang around and wait, and so she left. And then old business is COVID-19 reopening. Nicole, I don't know.
Oh, it's not old business, huh, Andrew? A couple of things that have happened today. Let me just tell you what's happened this week so far. We have taken the Band-Aid off the book drop, if you haven't been on social media or our website this week. Actually, we just sent a newsletter to anyone who is subscribed to the newsletter, so you may have gotten that by email. The Band-Aid's off, which means that we are now accepting Derby Public Library materials to be returned. We are also asking for people not to stuff the box, because we have thousands of material out there. Last Friday, I met our state library deliverate, or CCAR, you may have known it as, out on the street, and he delivered 12 Tupperware containers of material that has been in storage waiting for us to sort of open. And we've been getting 3 more bins every other day since then. What we've started today is Monday the 22nd, we're going to be, I call it a vestibule. Other libraries call it curbside, but really a vestibule where it's a self-serve function. So today, as we are wanding books in, as we are looking at material, we are calling patrons to say, okay, you have an Easter book here? Do you really want it? And if they do, that's great. We tell them we have to put it on a cart on Monday between 9:30 and 1. They can come. It's free for all. So it's not like other libraries are making appointments. I don't have the staff for that. And staff voted too to keep the interaction down. So the vestibule on Elizabeth is kind of hermetically sealed. So we just put that out there. We've got signs and directions and our phone numbers if they can't find it, anything. But by the first 4 letters of their last name and their first initial, they'll be able to find their goods on the cart. And they can come anytime between 9:30 and 1. I told the staff that this morning on the commute in, I've been thinking that we may try this for a couple weeks. We also may expand our hours, just so you guys know. We may go back adding Saturdays. We may do back to our normal hours from like 9 to 8, the normal hours, and putting Saturdays, because I'm concerned that we already had 2 people who could not meet our tentative, the initial 9:30 to 1. And I was thinking myself, you know, self-serving, when I was commuting, I could never get here at that time. I'd always be here at 7:30, 7:35. So I'm thinking we may have to expand. And by expanding and going back to our normal hours in July, I'm throwing July 6th out there. I don't know if it's going to happen. But what would happen is nobody's coming in the building, but I would be able to stagger staff and get everybody in. And maybe they have to do 1 hour at home or something like that. I don't know. But just something so that we have all, we're back together again. Because many, the reaction was this week, it was great to be back in. I was able to find my staff, my fellow teammates. It was easy communication, even like we did getting ready for summer reading. That's also starting Monday. A couple things technology-wise between Mark, myself, and Lorraine, we kind of like did a really COVID-safe conversation and we fixed something really quick. So things like that took a lot more remotely. So it's, I think by the end of the week, this is B team. Last week was A team. This is B team. And I think by the end of week of B team, they're going to be like, I think we should be together more. I think this is where we're going with it. So just so you know, Andrew, I'll be coming up. Who knows what that looks like? They wanted to know what it looks like. And I said, well, this weekend I actually have to do cleaning schedules, kind of like McDonald's with the bathroom checklist in the back, making sure we are, let me be honest, I am cleaning up and we're all cleaning up after ourselves, making sure the bathrooms are done, whatever else. Because remember, we do not have full-time custodians. I have 8 to 12 and then I have Bill right now is COVID hours 3 to 6:30 on evenings, which is fine. We're not, no people are, no patrons are in, but you know, there's gaps. So I don't know, starting July 6th, if I'm going to do all shifts through 9 to 8, if I'm going to do like 9 to 1, take an hour off for deep cleaning, and we'll all run around, wipe everything down, and then we start again from 2 to 8. I don't know what that looks like yet. I don't know how everyone will fit, but those are some options that I'm noodling at the moment to try to figure out, because I think it's ready for us to be together pretty soon. So that's that. Also Connecticut Library, before everyone joined, the Connecticut State Library and the Connecticut Library Association has given us a statement that I will probably as well put on Facebook. Many of the calls today were about why aren't you open? And we are going, and the statement is, yes, we are phase two. However, we need things before phase two. And although he gave us the permission, we need to be sure that we are safe for ourselves and for our patrons. So it's a statement they gave us that we can massage, and I will be putting that out as well because we have a lot of questions about that. And rightly so, they're looking to do job applications, resumes, everything that they need to do, and we would be it. So that was just, so.
Nicole, as I said at the last meeting, we want to make sure that everybody at the staff is trained correctly, that mm-hmm. they feel safe and secure. Mm-hmm. And before we open up the door, because we have, you know, we're a popular place and we're going to get a lot of people. We have to make sure that everything is copacetic.
Yeah.
If that's a correct word for this. Mm-hmm. And going on. And the staff seems to be, from what you have told me and what you said now, the staff seems to be adjusting well to everything. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll go along those same routes.
True. And just so all of you know, I had three people come in, three businesses to come in to do plexiglass or some portion of that sneeze shields. We have those huge wraparound desks, so they may be expensive. I'm waiting for a third bid right now. What else did I do? A lot of stuff. Trying to think what else I've done. Just a lot of different things that you'd have to get ready for.
Do you have any idea what's going to happen with the plexiglass? You know, I mean, you told me you had one quote, but you were waiting for some other quotes.
I'm waiting for more. So what would probably do through an epoxy that would come off the, some of them are fixing it like a grip. Some of them are actually epoxying it right onto there to the, some of them are actually doing the arch or a semi like staggered arch, and they're epoxying to the existing desk, also with an end cap so that we don't have people that want to come around. Also with little, we have some areas where it's already like a slot. So we're keeping the slot, and then we're having a couple little other areas that we would want for like the mail. And then it's either going to be, you know, metal or completely clear, and also with wood. So I've got a couple different ways. I've asked for photographs so that I could look and to see, okay, I know it's not the Taj Mahal, but I definitely, if we're going to have to live with it for a year, I would like it to look semi-pleasing. But
no, the children's room is going to start from the door all the way around past.
Yeah, the whole way around, because they come around. Because they hang over and they're going to be doing things.
Right. Okay.
So it's, I had a conversation with the Valley Community Foundation last week, and they said, so Nicole, you're opening. I said, really, our transactions are very intimate. So we really have to be careful in how we present that transaction. Mm-hmm. I'm also looking at like Team Viewer. I'm looking at where we're going to put furniture, how we're going to stagger things. One-way traffic. Which way is the best way? One-way traffic. A lot of little things. Unfortunately, many libraries are looking at PayPal or paying fines online through the catalog, or using credit card or debit cards to make copies, which is great. But I really think our population and the pay that we serve are cash people. So I don't even think we're going to do that. So another question is, I have not, in this first couple of weeks, people say we're going to do print jobs. I'm like, yeah, but that means we have to run out, get their money and get it back. I'm not quite there yet. Yeah. You know, I'm not quite there yet. Maybe we will, you know, I'll change my mind, or the demand will change the mind, but I'm just not quite there yet.
So, you don't know where the money has been.
Well, that's the other thing. And then we have to do the whole cleaning.
I have a daughter who's taking my granddaughter's tips, putting them in a bag and washing them in the machine.
I believe it. Oh. I believe it, because I waitressed, I know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of elements that you have to go through, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, I forgot all about that. Mm. So for you as my patrons, starting Monday, actually midnight on Father's Day night, you will be able to start putting holds on books through the catalog and your library card. We will also, you know, be honoring them. And once we do a pull list. We call it a pull list, just like it sounds. We print a list of people who are requesting things. We call them. I have set the expectation 3 business days, because we have a backlog, and before we figure out exactly how we're doing, we call, we fetch, and then we call to say it's ready. And here's the hours, you know, Monday through Friday, that we are able to do this 9:30 to 1. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All we can do is try.
That's all we can do.
Can do is your best.
Yeah. And they're everyone's very happy about it, meaning the staff is very happy about it. One woman said to me today, yeah, we're not quite ready for the public. She goes, after I read the news today, I don't blame you. I'm like, yeah, no. It's a little scary still in some sectors, so.
Well, the one big thing to be ready for the public is the plexiglass, too.
Yeah.
They have that in place.
Yeah. I have to, on Friday, today would have been 1 week since the last person was in. I just didn't get there. So tomorrow or Friday, I'll call and say where it is and start making decisions on that.
Okay. All right. Moving on. You're on again for your director's report.
Everything is really there. I know you probably have been watching. I don't know if you all know that the city of Derby has a meeting calendar on their website. So you can go there and check everything out. And the past 3 weeks have just been mostly tax. What did you say, Andrew? A lot of tax meetings, a lot of talking about the budget. So that's kind of where we're all waiting for that. I guess tomorrow night is one of the big decision-making nights. Other than that, there is nothing unusual in the report. If you have any questions, please tell me about that.
The children's department doesn't open up till the next phase, correct?
Yeah, last. Okay. Last. If we have limited people in the building, they will be only here. On the main level, so that would be nonfiction, new DVDs, because that's a big ticket item for us, and then computer use in staggered seating. I've also bought, just so you guys know, I've also bought Chromebooks so that I will catalog those to be used here. So that's another way that if we have chairs staggered out, that they can take the Chromebook and then remote print in. So there's a little bit of that too. We can use the Chromebooks in-house to stagger people. For staff, if we ever go spike again, I just bought hotspots, so if they don't have internet at home, they can have a hotspot at home. And right now the Chromebooks are only going to be used in-house. There's no need for a hotspot in-house, but if our staff needs it for whatever reason, it's available to them.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any question on the closed report? Comments? Questions? No?
Nope.
Does anybody have anything they want to add?
Not really.
Good job.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah, God bless you, Nicole. I don't know how you're doing it because there's so many little picky things you have to think about. I don't know.
I call City Hall and I cry. It's just easier. Or I send a text to send chocolate. A or B, one or the other.
Do you think we're definitely going to be coming on Zoom for the next year?
I do think so. I mean, yeah. I've kind of said this to my staff too. I said, let's just draw the line in the sand. This is the new world. You know, we're going to do Zoom. It's easier for everyone. If we decide we're opening, that's great. But I don't think it's going to be, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's September or if it's going to be Christmas. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't they have to wait for a vaccine before things really come back?
Part of me says that, yes, which is disappointing because we support the literacy volunteers, the tutors. A lot of people use this as also they come here and they use this as their shop to run their business, to do their GMATs. I mean, I've had about 4 calls. I just want a place to study. And I'm like, I know. Mm. I mean, I can ship them out on the benches with a password with our Wi-Fi, but I don't know if that's really what they're looking for either. So kind of hard.
Just a reminder that normally we take the summer months off, but last month we had agreed that we would, because of the situation, we would have a Zoom meeting. And maybe if there's nothing that's pressing, maybe we can cancel one. But right now we're scheduled for the third Wednesday in July.
Yeah.
Any questions? Anything? No. Anybody have anything else to add?
Did people get the paperwork that I sent them? Because I sent the whole letter she sent to me. I couldn't cut and paste. I'm not into that yet.
Are you talking about the agenda to City Hall? Yes, it's on there.
The topics for the whole year. I sent it to everybody.
Oh.
But I don't know if people got it or not.
I got mine.
Okay.
Yes. You're getting better, Barbie.
But I did get it to them.
You're a great secretary, Barbara.
Oh, no. Stop that, Joanne. This is supposed to be my last one, you know, my last meeting.
No. You got to
go through
the Zoom. Okay.
Emergency.
I have nothing else to add. Does anybody have anything?
No.
Try to enjoy the 4th. I don't know how it's going to be. No fireworks, correct, Andrew?
No fireworks.
Yeah. All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
No fireworks. Sorry.
Okay. we'll create our own. Oh, by the way, thank you for the thing on Star Pin. That was great.
Yeah, I happened to be seeing it out my window and decided to run down the Maddies in flip-flops, not realizing how long that was going to burn. So I live streamed it the whole time because I felt like too many people were watching it.
Yeah. What a fire.
Crazy.
All I could think of was sponge rubber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Same thing.
Yep. Okay, and going
to,
back.
And to piggyback, right before you adjourn, to piggyback on that, if you could go to our website or our Facebook page, we are, through the history coordinator, we are doing a COVID survey and how COVID is affecting you. It is on SurveyMonkey, so in the agenda, there is a link. And also, if you can't find it on our website or can't find it on Facebook, call me and I'll walk you through it. We're looking for everyone in Derby and the Valley to get opinions on how it is affecting them. So, and how the new world is affecting them.
From what Christine had sent out, she asked for some questions and I responded to her questions.
Right. Okay. So we've got it now on SurveyMonkey out there. So we keep sharing it with different places.
Okay, great. All right, I'll try again. Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Andrew, have you ever gone to a shorter meeting than this?
No. I like it. I can't.
No, we're right there. We do it right on schedule. Okay, everybody, enjoy the rest of the evening.
I miss you.
Take care.